Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This is a special European referendum programme. Whoopee, just what you've always wanted, I hear you say. No? No, I agree. We've had enough of politicians trying to scare us into voting one way or another. We've all had enough of the yaboo politics, the dodgy worst-case scenarios, the dubious statistics, and the promoting of personalities over-inspiring us with a vision for the future. I'm with you in all that. However, we still have a European referendum facing us, and we still have to make an adult choice. And you and I would like to do the right thing for our country, for our kids, for our children's children. It's too important to use the faults of the Remain campaign and the Brexit campaign as a cop-out for not voting and not thinking about the use of our vote. So can I persuade you to give this programme a wee try? Because I can promise you that it will not be like any other programme that you've heard before or since on this referendum. So thanks. Here's a wee snippet from a song which I think you will identify with.
I wanna be free from all these yeah politics. I wanna be free from all these yeah politicians. I wanna be free from all these corrupt monsters. We want to jump man. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. Every day, every night, I ask myself, why? She because fella die, that's why them they try to confuse I and everybody mind. I wanna be free from all these yeah politics. I wanna be free from all these yeah politicians. I wanna be free from all these corrupt monsters. We want to chop them.
We Scots are getting a strong sense of déjà vu when we hear politicians tell us that this is a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation opportunity to have our democratic say in who will govern us. We had a long run-up to the Scottish referendum, and we thought that we'd put it to bed, but the debate keeps on reawakening. Maybe it'll be the same with the EU referendum, God forbid. No doubt some bright spark will suggest having a once-in-a-generation national referendum about having referenda or not. Anyway, we have one on June the 23rd, 2016. Just in case you have strong sentimental attachments to the recently passed Scottish referendum, here's a couple of blasts from the past. It came down to a choice of these two things.
Oh,
As your minister and DJ, I must remain neutral, of course, so impartiality prohibits me from nailing my colours to the mast and chipping in my tuppenceworth. On the other hand, it would be remiss of me to gloss over the most significant decision we shall be making for a long time, if not for a generation. So I just want to give the following general advice. First, please vote. It is important to maintain our democratic privileges, which have been so hard fought for. Honour the suffragettes, the armed services, the social reformers, the politicians, all who strove to gain for us the opportunity to decide things by means of paper votes and ballot boxes. We're also grateful to all those who fought in World War II to afford us the democratic privilege of choosing who will govern us. Isn't it wonderful that nowadays we don't have Napoleon or Hitler or Stalin and all their armies running to and fro across Europe trying to force people to live under their dictates? Today we cast our votes, we tick boxes on sheets of paper, and matters are handled and settled. We're a very privileged generation in that respect compared to every other generation that has lived. So please show your appreciation and vote, whichever way you vote, whether it's for the first time or whether you voted many times before. Secondly, please vote knowledgeably. It's a very important referendum which will significantly change the lives of millions of people for many years to come, God willing. It's therefore important to take our job seriously and to be as well informed as we can be. If we take big responsibilities on our democratic shoulders, then we must take our responsibilities seriously. We could step back and let rulers, dictators, and others decide for us, but we like to have our say, and we like to have some power to shape our own lives and futures. So if power is going to be in the hands of the mass of the people, the mass of the people have to mobilise themselves and take responsibility, and research, and think, and make decisions and judgments, and to be big enough to make mistakes, and tough enough to bounce back from the mistakes and be willing to see their decisions through, whichever way things turn out. I hope that we can all join in singing this song in the end.
Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien. Payé, pas l'avenir. J'ai allumé le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs. Je n'ai plus besoin d'eux. Balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours. Je repars à zéro. Rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie.
And thirdly, please vote considerately. Bear in mind not just what is best for Britain, but also what is best for Europe. As Christians, we should be even more concerned for the good of others than for ourselves. Too much of the debate, I think, is selfish. Fourthly, please vote fearlessly. Don't succumb to fear induced by negative campaigning on both sides. Have the courage of your convictions. Stand up, be counted, nail your colours to the mast. Don't be swayed by others and by peer pressure and by desire to be popular or by scare stories. Be able to look back and be proud of what we did on June the 23rd, 2016. Here's Russell Watson.
Into the window of my mind, reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop me now, and you can do the same, yeah. Well, what have you done today to make you feel proud?
It's never too late to try.
What have you done today to make you feel proud? There's still so many answers I don't know.
There are so many answers.
I realize that to question is how we grow. So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop me now, and you can do the same, yeah. Well, what have you done today to make you feel proud?
It's never too late to try.
What have you done today to make you feel proud?
And please vote positively. Vote for things, not against things. Have a positive vision for the future. Without vision, people perish. We are sustained all day, every day, by having a vision of who we are, why we're here, what we're trying to achieve, what the point of life is all about, and so on. Every negative is just a lazy way of trying to say a positive. So listen, both camps, please, listen. You shouldn't say vote to remain or vote to leave. These are both negative sounding words. You'd be better to say vote for Europe united together or vote for an independent Britain. And to get you on a wave of passionate positivity, here are two inspiring anthems, Ode to Joy and God Save the Queen. And please vote selflessly. Vote on behalf of the as yet unborn, up-and-coming generations, our children and our children's children, who will have to live with the consequence of our vote. Vote also for the welfare and the good of everyone else in Europe and the world. When we see leaders thinking about their own enrichment instead of caring about the welfare of the people they're elected to represent, we rightly condemn them for being selfish. They are not in office and power for their own benefit, but in order to improve life for everyone else. Well, if we are to be wielding the power in this referendum, then the same thing applies to us too. We have to vote for what benefits all the people as much as possible, not just for our own self-interest. And finally, please vote prayerfully. As Christians, we seek to do God's will, not our own will. Pray that God will guide you as to which way he wants you to vote. Pray also for his guidance for every other voter. It pleases God when we ask for his advice and we seek to carry out his will. He doesn't want to bully or dictate, but he does want what is best for us, and he knows better than ourselves what is best for us. When I say us, I don't just mean each single one of us. I also mean all of us together. He knows and wants what is best for the whole world. His world is our world, and our world is his world. We share a common cause. Here's a sketch featuring me and my wife, Patricia Noble, and it's entitled God's Guidance.
Dear God.
Yes?
I've got a problem.
So I've noticed.
Are you European?
No.
So are you British?
No.
What are you then?
I'm above it all.
So is it not important then?
I'm above it all, but you're not.
Thanks a bundle. So how am I supposed to work it all out? Gonna no give me a clue, God.
I gave you a lot of brain. Well, one each, actually. Use it.
My brain hurts.
Ask your pals.
Half of them say in, half of them say out, and the other half don't know.
That's three halves.
I know, that's how confused I am. I just don't know what to think.
But you feel strongly about it?
I do, don't you? I just want to know what your will is. I would do your will if only I knew what it is. What am I supposed to do?
I gave you free will to make free choices.
No, we've only got two choices.
I didn't say three, I said free. Free choices.
Yes, yes, but can't I pray for your guidance before I choose?
Have you not received the leaflets I sent? And the TV adverts, the phone-ins, the local hustings, the live debates? They were a laugh, weren't they?
You're not taking this seriously.
Maybe you're taking yourself too seriously.
But it is serious.
Why is that?
Because it will affect the rest of my life, all our lives, and for generations to come.
But not for eternity, eh? You do have an important choice to make, but either way, I will be here with you and for you, and we will go together into the future with all its uncertainty for you, not me, of course. There are advantages and disadvantages both ways, but life is about choosing and maximising whichever way you choose to go. People discuss things with other folk. They listen to phone-ins, question times. They read, tweet, engage in online chat and so on, and they get all sorts of people's opinions. Surely Christians should spend even more time and effort seeking God's opinion, given that he is wiser than all the rest put together. It's not about us asking the big Google in the sky to help us with our decision-making, like Aladdin rubbing his lamp to get the genie to come and help him. It's the other way round. God is the controller of the destiny of individuals and nations, of Britain and Europe, you and me. We only seek to serve his will and his purposes, to be his obedient servants when he rubs the lamp for our help. So think carefully. What does God want me to vote so that his kingdom will come and his will be done? So I leave you with that thought. And remember, whatever the outcome of the referendum, God will still be the king. And the most important kingdom to be part of is not the United Kingdom, nor the European Kingdom, but the Kingdom of God, which straddles both the UK and the EU and all the kingdoms of this world. Bye for now.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what and laid behind a stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all ever known. Above all